Individual stats brought to you by Kylie Kabaski tonight. First, starting with the visiting USA Patriots. They have 92 yards overall in the first half, 60 coming from rushing and 32 passing for a total of 20 plays. McKay Jones, number 16, has three carries for 4 yards. He's caught in the backfield twice. Number 25, Tim Zuby, three carries for 5 yards. Seth Gangler, number 27, one carry for 7 yards. And Brandon Harper, number 28, seven carries for 44 yards. Number 10, Jake Beechey, is three for six in passing for 32 yards. Dan Rick bringing in two of those. Eight yards and 18 yards for 26 yards. And Brandon Harper, the other reception for 6 yards. Totally 92 yards for USA in the first half. All the numbers very low in this first half.
Yeah, defensively, both teams have done a very nice job tonight keeping an eye on the offense, not letting anything big happen. The only really big play was that fourth down catch that Dan Rick made in the end zone, a play that Baddocks probably should have never allowed to happen, a situation where they had to know the pass was coming. But all in all, a great play there from Beechey to Rick. Rick and Harper teaming up for three-quarters of the team's offense, so look for Baddocks to keep that in mind going into the second half.
As far as Baddocks goes, they have 58 yards in the first half off of 20 plays, same exact number as USA. Seth Geiger carried the ball once for 2 yards. Jared Emmerich doing a majority of the work, 9 carries for 26 yards. Number 22, the other halfback, Matt McVay, number 22, 7 carries for 25 yards. And Ben Braden, 3 carries for 5 yards. He's gone the backfield once. 0 passes, attempts, or catches for Baddocks.
So far, the passing game, Baddocks hasn't even attempted it. A little surprised there. I feel that rushing total is a little low there, Clark.
Yes, indeed. We forgot a Seth Geiger reverse for 31 yards. That's more like it.
Yes, there we go.
Identical. Baddocks has 89 yards. USA has 92. That's more like it. Seth Geiger with 31 yards on a single carry there. He has 2 carries for 33 overall.
But noticing that play there, that is really the only play that they've had over probably 7-8 yards. They've been very 3 yards, 4 yards, and then stopped in the backfield, forced to make a big play on fourth down. Look for Baddocks to spread the field a little bit. Braden did attempt that one pass that was picked off in the end zone. Other than that, that could have been a completion. He had a receiver wide open there. Look for Baddocks to try and they really set up USA's defense. You're running the same formation. That's when they threw that reverse at him and went for a huge gain. Look for Coach Minetti to start to do a little bit more of that to try and expand that offense, expose the USA defense a little more, and look for USA to keep doing what they're doing, pounding the rock, kill the time, and try and squeeze a touchdown out here because I believe they're getting the ball at the second half. So look for them to try and put Baddocks away early with a score right out of the gates.
The differential might be 14 points, but it has been a very close game, evenly matched on both sides of the ball thus far.
Right. Again, I really feel Baddocks had a chance to make this a one-possession game going into the half. Unfortunately, a turnover. Two turnovers and about 3 penalties for Baddocks is what's kept them from probably keeping this game tied, that muff punt and the interception.
Some other scores in the area for you thus far, well, from what we've heard at the end of the first quarter, is Harbor Beach 29, Brown City 8. Lakers is leading Bay City All Saints with 4:10 to go before halftime, 21-6 Lakers over Bay City. And Marion at halftime trailing Ubley 40-6. So Ubley out big by 34 at halftime over Marion, 40-6. The game in front of us, of course, USA 14, Baddocks nothing. We'll be back to start the second half in about 3 minutes. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
Have you stopped by Film Cellular and looked over the selection of phones during their back-to-school sale yet? If not, it's time you did. Film Cellular's back-to-school sale ends September 29th, so stop by Film Cellular and Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky this week and get an A-plus in communication with a Samsung Chrono or an LG Prestige free with only a 1-year agreement. Better yet, get extra credit for owning one of the many smartphones Film Cellular has to offer, such as the Motorola Defy. It's dustproof water and scratch resistant, and is free on just a 2-year agreement. Or check out the LG Ignite, loaded with features, which retails at $469. Right now, it's free on a 2-year agreement while supplies last. And if you sign up now, Thumb Cellular will double your minutes when you upgrade or add a line to your account. And those minutes will be doubled as long as you have a plan. Terms of service apply. So hurry to Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky by September 29th. Then you too will know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the thumb.
The Pigeon Chamber invites you to our second annual scavenger hunt for adults over 21. Learn some history about the thumb and have a great time. For more information, go to pigeonchamber.com.
In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things: teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Second half action about to begin here. 12 minutes set on the clock. Bad Axe will be kicking this one off to start the second half. Left to right across the radio, number 12, Tyler Laver, ready to kick this one. At halftime, we have a score for Hard Reach. It's 42-8 over Brown City. McKay Jones ready to bring this one for USA, but it's short out to the 20-yard line. So number 27, Gangler, has to scoop it up. He's out to the 25, breaks free of two tackles. He's still up on his feet out to the 35-yard line and finally brought down to the 36. So what should have started at the 20-yard line gets about 16 more yards in doing so, and USA with semi-okay starting position.
Not bad here, Clark, but it could have been a lot worse as Bad Axe special teams was all over him. He just slipped through about three tackles and got an extra about 15 yards.
First and 10 for USA from their own 41-yard line. T formation, Beachy is under center. It's a handoff to the right side to number 25, Tim Zuby. He's out to the 44-yard line. In fact, the 43-yard line, it's a gain of 7. USA now with a second and manageable second and third.
The newly crowned king, Jimmy Rogers, makes the tackle.
USA moving right to left across the radio with the blue pants, white jerseys with red stripes on their sleeves, and the white helmet with a P on one side. It's a handoff to the left side, and nothing going there. Bad Axe was there to meet him at the line of scrimmage. The ball carrier, number 28, Brandon Harper for USA. Nothing going there, maybe a gain of 1, and now brings up 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3 at the 44-yard line.
Josh Geiger and Jimmy Rogers stuffing that run play. 3rd and a long 2.
3rd and 2 from the 44-yard line of USA's own territory. 10:51 left to go in the third quarter. USA leads 14-0 over the Bad Axe Hatchets on homecoming. 3rd and 2. T formation. Beachy hands this one off to number 27. Gangley's out for the running. Out to the 38-yard line into Bad Axe territory. He was hit at the line of scrimmage, broke free of that tackle, then decided to go for about 20 more yards. Finally brought down at the 35-yard line. So a gain of 18 yards. Thank you very much. 10:32 to go in the third quarter. Bad Axe 14, USA 14, Bad Axe nothing.
Eventually, Dylan White made the tackle.
First in 10 for USA from the Bad Axe 35-yard line.